Hey, it's Mia.
Hey, it's Kennedy, and this is A Silver Lining with M&K. Welcome back to our YouTube channel.
Hey guys, how's everyone doing today?
I thought you were gonna say the welcome or welcome back.
Oh, I do always say that.
You disappointed me.
I'm sorry. You know, I actually have a core memory, if my sister's listening. I used to make fake YouTube videos, like, on my old iPad, and one day, this is going to make her sound like a villain, but she did it, so you shouldn't have done it.
Oh.
But she was going through my old iPad, and she was watching the videos that I used to make, and I used to edit them on iMovie, everything.
Oh, like, you were a pro.
I was a young creative. And
you were a content creator.
She was making fun of me.
You were a content creator.
I was, and she was making fun of me. Huh? With one of her friends on FaceTime, and it was so embarrassing. I was humiliated.
I'm sorry for you, friend.
My safe space was gone, guys.
Sorry. Do you want to know an embarrassing story that everyone can laugh at?
Yeah, tell us.
So you feel better about yourself.
Thanks.
So there was this one time. This is going to sound really bad. There's this one time. It was my dad's birthday. It was like, I don't know, maybe like 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And my parents have these friends that, like, their family friends, like, we call them Uncle Blank and Aunt Blank, and I hadn't seen them in so long. They have a daughter, right? So they have a daughter, and I also haven't seen the daughter in so long, so I thought that the waiter was the daughter, and her, and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in so long, like, it's been so long, how are you? Like, I give her a full-blown hug.
Wait, what was she wearing? She wasn't wearing a waitress outfit?
I mean, she...
She was.
No, I don't think, no, it was like a, I don't think it was like a real, I don't know what was going on, but like, I was like, she just, and I'm stuttering because I feel like embarrassed, but she just came back from the hug with this look of confusion.
She hugged back though.
She did. That was nice. She was really, really, really confused. Aww. And so I said, I just realized my mistake in that moment, and Caitlin and CJ, if you're watching this, my little cousin and my sister, they just laughed at me, like, for the whole entire, like, dinner, like, aww, because that was our waiter. Like, she was the waiter that was, like, waiting on us, so I just profusely apologized. Aww. I was like, I'm so sorry. I thought that, because, like, the people, the aunt and uncle were there, so I thought that was the daughter.
Oh, my gosh. And you did it in front of the aunt and uncle, too?
Yes.
Oh. Guys, comment down below which one you think was worse.
I think we know. Okay, I'm just trying to make you feel better.
Guys, mine was
not feel alone.
Mine was a little. It was mortifying.
You have another one?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking. No, maybe next time. No, but like, this was at the height of like the Emma Chamberlain editing era. So like, it was bad.
Look at you. I love Emma Chamberlain. Shout out to Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, shout out Emba.
I love Emba.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a few things to tell you, and I felt like this is when I can just capitalize off the fact that I have a podcast.
Yeah.
And I can really just tell you guys everything that I want to get off on my chest personally, because I have a podcast.
Yeah.
Or
what do we call this? Kennedy. Kennedy update.
Kennedy Talks.
Kennedy Talks.
Kennedy Keeps Talking. What would you call
Kennedy
it?
Kennedy Keeps On.
You know what that that's reminds a good one. Me of? This rabbit has fainted. This rabbit has fainted again.
Oh, I do know that.
Like, Kennedy Keeps Talking. Kennedy
Keeps Talking. Wait, what is that from? A children's book?
I think so.
It's like a reading?
It has to be.
Okay, sorry.
Okay,
say your updates again.
Get sidetracked. Okay, the first thing is that I got a KitchenAid, and this may not seem like a big deal to some, but I'm a baker and I love to bake, and we have a KitchenAid at my home, but not one in my college apartment, and so I bought one for me to have.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. It's just you got stuck on that. You got stuck on that word.
So, so I just helped you not feel alone, and then you just made fun of me publicly on our podcast, like. I think, what? You know what?
This isn't make public. These are our friends. Yourself, okay? These are our friends.
Make your judgments for yourself.
Guys, y'all are make our friends, no? These are all our friends.
And they just hurt you.
And we're laughing.
Leave
together.
Me out
They're
in the rain.
They're not laughing at you. We're laughing.
Leave
with
me
you.
Out in the rain.
Just keep going. Kennedy, keep going.
Okay. So I got a KitchenAid. And I'm so excited about it. And I don't know why it made me so excited. I think I realized that it was, like, my first big girl, like, appliance Aww. Thing that I paid for. Like, yeah. it's mine. And people keep KitchenAids for, like, 30 years. Facts. So this is gonna, like, stay with me, like, throughout all the apartments that I have, throughout, like, my whole pre-med and, like, medical school and, like, everything. Like, all my journeys, like, getting married and having kids and, like, all these things. Like, this thing that I, like, just purchased myself is gonna stay with me, and it's gonna stay in my apartment, and I'm gonna be able to bake with it, which is so much easier than using a hand mixer. So yeah, I was just so excited, and I like didn't think that I was gonna get the one that I bought, because I bought it off of Facebook Marketplace, and this lady tried to steal it out from under me.
What?
Yeah, so basically I was like,
oh, wait, you're old. What? Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, girl. I guess I'm a grandma for real. But this was my first purchase on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
I was
no, but
put
this
on,
kind
of,
that,
put
no,
on.
That ain't. That ain't.
I was put on. I was put on. I didn't do this on my own. This wasn't my of my own volition.
No, this ain't.
What?
Yeah, no, like, the you getting it off Facebook Marketplace. Like,
yes.
That ain't. Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't have came up with that idea.
Oh.
That's why you
Oh,
ate.
Well, thank you. Are you trying to redeem yourself?
I'm jingering?
Are you trying to redeem yourself?
Oh, for my comments yeah. prior mm-hmm. absolutely not.
Okay, so anyways, basically this lady, like, I knew that I wasn't gonna be able to pick it up that day because I was working, and so I was like, okay, like, I'm not gonna be able to pick it up. And then he was like, okay, well, this lady just said that she's gonna zell me and she's gonna be here by 4 p.m today. And I was like, oh. And he like sent me the screenshot, so I was like I felt like I was like, dang. Like, he was like, okay, well, just pay a part of the deposit so maybe, like, you can go and pick it up another time. And then he was like, oh, well, she just confirmed she's coming to pick it up, so don't, like, send any money. And so then I was like, okay. And so then 4 p.m. rolls around, and I don't hear anything. And I was like, please let me know if she comes by, because she said that she was going to be here by 4 p.m. And then she never ends up coming.
Mm.
And he was like, if you still want it. And I'm like, do I still want it?
Wait, first of all, that would have upset me. Because why were you going to give it to the lady when I'm right here?
Literally.
And you just said yes to
but,
me. That's just how it works.
Yeah. Like, if she's coming to pick it up and then she's coming to pay earlier than I would have.
Yeah.
Then
he, she won.
Understand.
She kind of won. Yeah.
But you didn't. I won. So.
So why did she, well, I guess it doesn't matter why she didn't come. It's not
well,
hers.
She, I asked, and I messaged him, like, at 5 o'clock, because he didn't say anything. I was like, did she come? Like, did she come and get the KitchenAid? And he was like, she's in traffic. But then she never came.
What?
So I was like,
how would she go from in traffic to,
I don't
that sound
know.
Like somebody hairstylist.
I,
you know what I mean?
Somebody mama
that, like, late to a dinner. Oh,
late,
I'm just
to,
in traffic.
Like, I'm on my way, and you haven't even left the house.
You in the bathtub.
Or maybe you know she I mean? Said it just so that, like, I would back off and then forget about it.
Maybe
do you
she's
think?
Playing the game. She might know ball. Like, that might be ball.
But you don't, because I won. So.
Period. It's now
you don't know ball. She doesn't know ball.
She don't know.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to say was that I don't like summer. And for anyone that's listening that is more of, like, a fall person or any other season person, I just want you to know that you're heard and you're valued and you're loved.
Honestly, I really do agree with that. I'm not even gonna lie.
Really?
My birthday's in the summer, guys.
I'm surprised you said that, because your birthday's in summer.
No, literally. And that's why I'm, like, a default summer girl, but I don't think I like it either.
I think
that it's also just hot as rocks outside.
And we live in Houston, so, like, the heat is different.
Baby. It's just not even funny. Every single time I get in my car after work, I'm arching my back at a 90-degree angle.
To get off the seat, because it's
to
so
get off
hot.
The back of my seat. The seats in my car are black.
Guys, literally, there was one time last summer, I don't think that I was wearing my contacts that day, or maybe it was early in the morning, I went outside and my glasses fogged up.
That's just, like, that, guys. Like,
that's disrespectful.
It's,
that's
it's
inappropriate.
Beyond.
That's not okay.
It never was. I
That's
don't know
egregious.
Who told them it was
That's
okay.
Vile.
Correct.
Like, this heat.
I don't like it. And I think that, like, the fall is so much fun. Honestly, I love the spring. I love the spring.
Really?
When it's, like, starting to heat up a little.
I feel like you would like spring.
And it's, like, we're out, you can start wearing shorts
yeah.
again. We're having picnics. You can go
yeah.
to the beach. Like, it's fun. Like,
I also think something about spring is, like, you're coming out of, like, the darkness
yes.
of the winter. Like, it gets darker earlier. It's colder. Like, you know, everything's just a little bit like, you know, like in the winter months, like, you know, people had to like hibernation. Right. But then when it's spring, like everyone's coming out to play.
Yes. The kids are coming
like,
out.
The leaves are like sprouting again. And like, I just, so I can see why.
No, I agree. And I think that I do season. Like fall, but winter, I love, okay, I do like fall and winter, but I think winter gets to a point. Like, yeah. At a certain point in winter, I'm like, okay,
I'm
like,
over it. Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
It was cute. The snow was cute. Everything was cute. I'm tired of it now.
Let me tell you guys, fall is like I love fall.
Like, no, she's always been this way. Like, fall candle, like, she was the pumpkin spice girl.
Starbucks.
Pumpkin we, no, we fall. Already got canceled by Hobby
oh, I'm
Lobby.
Sorry. I'm sorry. So, Bath and Body Works, pumpkin candles.
yeah. But like, no, and at home, pumpkin spice.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love mm-hmm. fall. Like, I thrive during fall. And now I feel like it's only continued. Like, I think one thing with summer and, like, different things is, like, it just changes as you get older. But I feel like fall for me, like, even in high school, like, you had football games, you had homecoming to look forward to.
That was cute.
And then you had, like, the fall baking, fall scents, fall smells. And then you had, like, wearing sweaters and, like, everything's getting cooler. And it's, like, the perfect weather.
Yeah, you can wear shorts and a hoodie.
Yeah. Or like a long sleeve. You know, it's not too cold to where you're like uncomfortable, but it's not too hot to where you're uncomfortable. So it's like perfect to me. And then obviously the national holiday where the banks are closed and, you know, like everyone's kind of, you know, that's also during fall. So
no, we don't know what that day is. Don't
it's my birthday. No. So
yeah, we don't know what that day is.
You know, like, you know, you pull up to Wells Fargo and they're like, no one's there because it's my birthday. Like,
oh, you're talking about like the
it's
birthday
on the calendar. Like,
I only know of one birthday.
Everywhere's closed. School's not in session.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
school's never in session on my birthday. They actually either, call out actually, 3 months.
We have like our county fair day every single year the weekend of my birthday. So that weekend, like, there's always a day off.
That is true. I guess you ate.
Yeah, you
can't. No one else celebrates that, but our count.
Yeah. Anyways, I just want people to know, if you don't like summer, I feel like everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's summer. Like, you should have so much fun and like, da da da. But if you don't like it, it's okay. Because there are other seasons. And I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah, I'm not. Summer. I'm honestly not loving
it. I also like to have stuff to do. And I like structure. And so when you go from having structure, having all your friends, having like a set way of doing things, and then you go to whatever like you want,
it's just
it's just not.
I think this summer I especially feel that because
and it's really hot.
It is, but it's especially because we just got back from college and I'm at home
literally.
Yeah, so this, like, summer is actually,
I have just
probably
left
worse than last,
my entire college life, like the entire college person I was, to come home to this version of myself that I haven't been since the last summer when I was in high, like when I just graduated high school.
Yeah.
And it's like really, I don't know.
I was trying to think what's the word to even describe it. We don't like it. Mm-mm. Like double it and give it to back. The next type of situation. Yeah, I don't know.
You can have it back.
Yeah, you can have it back. Yeah, that's what
can,
it is.
You can keep it.
We'll just skip. Are you able to just... Yeah. Can
like
we pay
only,
to skip
I guess
the line?
The only thing
like,
is having a break from school. But then, like, that's it. Like,
yeah, and I think that's so romanticized. I have no issue with school. Like, okay, exams.
This is coming from two people that are going to be in professional school. But, like, I love school. I love learning.
Yes.
So.
And I think that, like, okay, cute, we have assignments, and then we do this. I don't know. I've never been the type to, like, overly procrastinate. So, like, I think that I time manage and then I just end up having so much fun because it's like, oh, my gosh, my friends, and now we're going to do this. And now
literally,
I have so many things to do.
And you love your campus.
Yes.
And you just, and then you have functions. And
it's just like,
fun.
Why could you not? Why would you not?
And then for me, game days, like, Mia, I'm telling you, like, there's nothing better than, like, having such a hard week or, like, just being in the trenches and knowing that you're going to be able to put on the hardest, like, the best fit, like, have your makeup eat, your hair eat,
yeah,
like, just look like a baddie, and then go see your friends and like do line dances and like take pictures on your digi and like have so much fun and like listen to music and then there'd be a function afterwards.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing better than looking forward to that.
Nothing is better than a college weekend. Nothing's better than a college weekend. Like
Yeah. But then summer, you just take all of that away from me. So
like I could cry. Anybody else while Kennedy was doing that description, like you just sent me back. You just sent me back and a tear almost came out of my eye. Yeah. A tear like, could come out of my
being
eye
with
right
your
now.
Friends, your phone almost dying, like needing a portable.
That's just you.
Like
I don't even play that. I don't even play that. Kennedy will walk outside with her phone on -2%.
All right.
Let's check what my
phone's
on.
Guys. Her phone's on 8%. Mine's on 43%. So that's just a
maybe type of people that we are. But I'm just saying, like, the event of, like, going out, the event of being with your friends, the event
I love
of, like,
the getting ready.
Getting ready.
I love getting ready
having,
with
like,
the friends.
Putting on my game day playlist, like.
Nothing can top that. Nothing can top that. I'm going to cry.
Like.
I'm going to cry.
And then, like, being able to, like, go see your friends and, like, all, like, hang out, like.
But
now half of my friends are in different places. Like,
stop.
I'm sorry.
I just need a moment.
Okay. Moment of silence.
For me. Because I can't, like.
Okay. I think it's time.
Yeah. Let's just move on. Because I just think that you saying this is getting unproductive to me. Because I can't go there right now. Yeah, I can't do it right now.
Well, you go back
soon. It's like, imagine if I kept describing your favorite food and I wouldn't let you eat it.
Understood. I apologize. Yeah. But you go back sooner than I do, so you'll be fine.
22 days is not soon. That's 3 weeks in a day. You do have more time. You do, but you were there longer.
Yeah, I was. But, like, I would rather
go back sooner than...
Yeah, I don't want to... You can have that. Because last year, we ended a week. Anyways.
Okay, yes. We're getting out of hand. Today, guys, we just wanted to talk about our generation's challenges in the specific aspect of relationships.
Yes.
Romantic ones.
Yes.
And how scary and terrifying that is. Because, like we were saying about the... boombox in the rain type of love that our parents got to just
like 50 years. You know, I just saw her and I knew
she was the one, and ever since that day, you know what I'm saying,
and I proposed to her 3 months later and look at us now.
Ever since, we done had 7 kids and a dog
and a great grandbaby and
why did we get country dog? That just is to tell you where we're at, because we just got country. But literally, like, we don't have that anymore. Like, why are we so robbed? Why are we succumbed to deal with three talking stages? Exclusivity, non-exclusivity,
3 month rule,
like dealing with
all
social media
theories.
We're tired,
we're over it. I'm quite frankly over it. I've been over it. Like,
she was never, you I never w- were under it.
No, I was never in it.
Yeah,
I never bought into that, but I'm overseeing that, because I feel like a lot of people who genuinely want the example that their parents set up for them, it's becoming harder and harder to find, I feel like.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that something that Kennedy mentioned was, like, that I want her to talk about, the, like, social media has created this, like, social media and just, no, it, I think mainly I might blame social media.
Yeah,
and just the culture is creating this, like, illusion of choices and that... You think that the grass is greener somewhere else when it just isn't?
Yeah. Okay, so I think about this a lot, and I'm going to, like, go off topic a little bit, but I think about a lot of people, like, what they did in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking, like, today, randomly, I was, like, all these people, you know how, like, you do, like, a blood panel when you go to, like, the doctor's office and they tell you what to do less or more of? Or they, like, find something. Like, people would just die because they didn't have that. So then, like, people would just, like, randomly die. So a lot of people would die.
Yeah, true.
But also, okay, going back, in social media, like, we have this abundance or this false idea of abundance in our culture that makes it seem as though you have more options than you ideally do. And the reason why I said the 1900s is because when Hector and John David met Martha Ann and Betty Mary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They only had each other, or they only had one person that they thought could be the person for them. They only had a certain limited amount of people that they could see could potentially, like, they could potentially build a life with and potentially marry. Like, they didn't have all of these people on social media, people on TikTok that you're able to see now. They didn't have all these people that you could visibly see and, like, envision a future with or think that you could potentially be in a relationship with. And so because of this, if you are in a relationship and y'all get into an argument and you believe that you have all these other people that you used to talk to that are available to you, or see all these people that you've been wanting to DM when you get out of this relationship, it's harder to stay in it and it's harder to fight for it.
I completely agree. And I think that, like, we were just never meant to see this many people. I will always say that. You were never meant to see this many people, never meant to attempt to compare yourself to them. And I think that you have to be so realistic and exist in this mindset of, okay, cool, these five different girls liked your story, and half of them probably have a boyfriend or a guy that they're talking to right now, or an ex that they're in love with. Like, these people do not actually want anything with you, and nor do they even know you. So these people, that those five people that think you look good, they're gonna get to know you, and then guess what? They're gonna ghost you.
And Mia was telling me about this situation that happened, and she was like explaining to me, she was like explaining to this person, like, to stay with the person that you're with, because it's not any better, you know? Like, what you think could possibly be is not any better than what you're building and what you're creating with the person that you have chosen to commit to and be with. So, like, I feel like this and thinking that they can have, like, you might have the same kind of relationship that you had before, so you ruin it, and then you realize that that person is not the same person that you were originally with. Obviously, it damages relationships.
Yeah, literally. And it's like, I don't know why people do that. Like, I don't know why people think that it's always gonna be better. And granted, like, okay, if your relationship is horrible, obviously leave it and find better.
Yes, but
I don't
think this does not apply to that.
Yeah, this does not apply to that. This just applies to you being on social media or just thinking that all these people want you. Even if you go out and people are asking for your Instagram, like, these men want nothing out of you. Yeah. Nothing. And I think that this is, like, something that I genuinely live by. Like, your husband is just not at that bar. Like, it doesn't even matter. I wouldn't even respond to your DMs as a girl. Like, I don't even think that's beneficial. I don't even think that's productive. I just don't think that, like, what are you going to gain from that realistically? Right. Nothing. Like, these people are not an option and they're not a choice. And I think that people need to, like, stop looking at them like that.
Yeah. Like, would you find, like, your person in the place that you think that you could potentially, like, find this additional person? No. Like, are these qualities in... Like, I think the issue is that you're just looking based off of what you think, and that we automatically think the best in the people that you potentially think that you could be with, or your potential suitors. But the reality is, 9 times out of 10, it's not like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, like, I think it's always going to be better to find someone that will grow and build with you over time and always want to commit and put work into your relationship over someone that's just, I don't even know what the word is, but someone that's not looking for that. Yeah. Someone that's not looking for the relationship.
Not good intentions.
Does not have good intentions. Is not looking to build with you. Does not understand, like, your flaws or your family issues and all of these things. Like, just be aware of, like, what you give up. And this isn't just, like, cheating in general, but micro-cheating, which is what we're going to get into.
I'm so excited.
That also includes, like, liking people's Instagrams and, like, liking models and stuff.
Following
like that.
Following a bunch of random girls.
Literally. Like, what is, like, what is so much better than the person that is willing to be there for you and build a foundation and a life with? Like, we didn't have all of this other attention, which is what we're saying, you know, is hurting our generation. And then I also wanted to say the, like, pornography industry is definitely something that has grown so much that has become a serious issue in relationships. Like, right. People have and get addictions to these things, and it damages their ideas of relationship, but it also damages your relationship with your partner. And so I think there are a lot of things that having a choice or having the ability to look at something else is how that is changing our generation.
Yeah, I think damaging is the best way to describe that. Like, and I think that, I don't even know the issues that come with that. I just pray that I just am never in the situation, because it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and it's so confusing. And like Kennedy said, that kind of micro, yeah, that kind of micro cheating area, it's like, are you doing anything wrong? Are you not? Like, it's just, it's so uncomfortable, and I would never want to. I just never want to feel that. I just never want to feel that. But yeah, before we get into our micro cheating and our little segue, I just want to talk about the situationships, because that is such a huge part of generation. I think that my mother does not understand this. Shout out, mommy. She does not understand it. She just thinks it's dating or it's not dating. Like, in her head, it's like, y'all are dating or y'all are friends. Like, there's no in between. And I think that that would have, that sounds great, actually. That sounds like less confusing. That sounds like not a four-part series that we have to like dive into of what is this and the what are we conversation, and like people settling because they want someone in their life but not even in the position that they are, like, do you know what I mean?
And elaborate more.
Like, okay, let's say you're talking to some girl and she's like, I don't want a relationship right now, but that guy really wants a relationship, but he's like, okay, well, I still really like her, so I'm gonna keep talking to her, and y'all end up doing all these relationship things, and it's confusing him because he really wants this relationship, but she doesn't want this, or he doesn't want this, you know what I'm saying? Vice versa. But now you're settling for this position that you don't want to actually be in simply because you just caught feelings for this person. And I think that, like, it just creates this, like, cycle. Like, I don't know, it sucks, and maybe that person will come around and want a relationship, or maybe they won't, but it's like, regardless, like, you should just let that go. The moment that y'all weren't on the same path, you shouldn't have allowed yourself to have deeper and deeper feelings for that person by being around them. Because I think that, like, you can limit how much you care about a person 100%. It's difficult, yes, but, like, you kind of do allow yourself to fall deeper. So but my hot take about situationships is that they're not that bad. I know I just got into it, but, like,
you were going a different direction.
I was. One. I think it's horrible if not everyone's on the same page. I think that's horrible. But I think situationships are really not that bad. I think it's a great precursor.
Okay.
I think it's great. I think it's perfect. I think it can be great. Now, ladies, I do agree. Like, if that man asked you to be his girlfriend, like, we must pack our things, we must leave. Like, if that's what you want and didn't get there, that's what I'm saying. If y'all aren't on the same page, then leave out.
Yeah.
But I think that when everyone's on the same page and it's cute and it's fun, it can be beautiful.
Yes. I would say yes, but also no. I think one thing that if you're on the same page, it can be, like, a really good, like...
Yeah. But it's temporary. It's really temporary.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
also
what... Yes, that's my thing.
I think, one, it can be, like, really good, but I feel like the purpose of a situation is also really similar to, like, talking before you date. Like, correct. So, like, getting to know each other before you date. So, I feel like that's a good precursor. But I also think that if you, like, agree to terms in a situationship, then you're just wanting the relationship without the commitment.
Oh, so you think it's kind of running from something deeper?
Maybe a little bit. Mm. Like, oh, like, I just want to talk to you. I really like you, but I don't want you to be my girlfriend. That's why I'm like...
I think I agree with that. I think it is running from something deeper.
Okay. Maybe if y'all both want to run from something deeper, hey.
No, no, I actually don't think that we should promote that. Oh, I think that we should all heal. Sorry. So, yeah.
Yes. And I was going to say that I think having situations,
It's okay.
This is just happening to both of us.
Yeah, we're just, why'd you have to drag me in it?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could let that be a separate incident.
Okay, I apologize.
They forgot about what I did before.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
It's still on their mind.
Well, they, do y'all remember what Kennedy did at the beginning of the episode? Do y'all remember?
Anyways.
Okay, just asking.
Quiet coyote. Okay. Anyways, I'm saying, I think also when you get into a situationship, like maybe unintentionally with two people that have different expectations, it damages the it damages people.
Yes.
And that causes and hurt people hurt people. So yeah, you're right. That become like the worst players and cheaters and manipulators, they were once hurt themselves. And so I think that also creates unhealthy relationships, which does not lead to marriage or happiness or boombox type of love.
So what do you feel like a good time period for a situation, like the sweet spot of like, okay, wrap that up, it should become a relationship, or y'all need to leave each other alone, like what time would you say?
I don't know, I feel like that's all relative, like
situation.
Yeah,
it's case
maybe
by case.
Like in college, I would say like
a semester.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say 3 months, but I guess that's like a semester, mostly, yeah. A semester, yeah, like after 3 months it's kind of like, okay, you're getting to know me, like, you know a lot now, like, you can make a decision.
What
now.
More can,
like,
we talk about?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, like, what more do you need to make a decision about, like, if you want to commit to me or not? So I feel like, yeah,
right, I completely agree. Okay, let's play our game.
Okay, this Mia created a game, y'all.
Yeah, this are strictly me and Kennedy's opinions, because this is Mia and Kennedy's podcast.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Dare I say hookup culture?
They not gonna lay that one.
Is damaging relationship?
I think that is really damaging as well. But I also think it's one of the things.
Don't shoot me.
This is how I feel about situationships. If two people are not on the same page, it's really, that's horrible. True. So I feel that way about hookup culture. If y'all both are like, we don't even care.
Yeah.
Then I don't even care.
Yeah.
But if one of you guys cares, I'm sorry, but horrible. This must end yesterday.
No, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is it bad that we're creating so many things where it's so easy for the other person to, like, be damaged?
Yeah.
Like, so many things where it could, like, so easily go wrong.
And this is why we just need secure relationships and security.
Yeah.
Because we don't need confusion. Confusion is not from the Lord.
Literally. And what I'm saying is, if you're confused, not from God, but also the likelihood that two people are on the same page about a situationship or a hookup is low.
You're right. It is really low. And we wouldn't bet our money on it.
No, that
wouldn't be a part.
I would
of our
not
parlay.
If I saw like two people that were like in a bar and they like are on like a casual relationship kind of thing, I'm not betting my money that they both have an understanding of what's going on, and or that the other person doesn't have feelings and want to turn it into something else.
Yeah, this is sad. This is literally sad. Like, boombox in the rain. Like, please, like,
come on, boombox in the rain.
Please, like, throw rocks at the window and sing.
Sing to me. Sing
to me. I was literally gonna say, "Mommy, sing."
You
to me.
You want to be just like me, anyways.
Girl, please. She thinks she's Janae. Anyways. Mm-mm. Okay, so our game. So we have a little game called Is This Cheating? But the micro edition. So explain to them what micro cheating is, please. My kind co-host.
So when me and Mia were doing our research, we were really confused because I think we have a... traditional, but we're just relationship kind of people. So like,
I was going to call us strict.
Yes.
We run a tight program.
We run a tight ship.
We like everything neat,
Commander Army
tidy.
General in Chief.
Yeah, we don't even. We need to come in, inspect the sheets and the way you make
the
bed.
I am Big Sister General.
Shine the shoes. We need it all done.
Literally, I need a bed check.
Yeah. Make sure it's straight.
Pronto.
You up in the morning at 5 in the morning.
Literally.
Attention. Yo, we're literally friends.
No,
don't do that again.
I always say we should get the same brain. Anyways.
Yeah.
When we were doing our research, we were like, oh, What is microcheating? Because it
and who created that?
It was literally, it was something that came up on my TikTok, and something that I was like, oh, here we go again, just making up stuff like this. Like, this is like a new term that everyone's following. So I was like, what does this mean? So my understanding that I took from like looking into this and like reading a few articles is actions that make you look single with the intention of being unloyal, but not actually having an action, doing an action, performing an action that makes you unloyal. Because to me, I was like, cheating is cheating is cheating is cheating is cheating. So and it's how cheating. Are we? It's yeah. cheating. So how are we fracturing it into like all this stuff yeah. when it's cheating? But I think it's just like subconscious things that you do that make you look single. That is not maybe the textbook definite. Like, it, I feel like there are things where it could be like technically, but. To me, it's still cheating.
No, Kennedy said this in the example that she gave was, like, taking off your wedding ring. And it's like, okay. So there can be multiple reasons that you took off your wedding ring. But, like, why did you take off your wedding ring?
Yeah.
So, like.
And we're not talking about, like, places where, you know, like.
You need it off.
Or, like, your workplace where, like, you, I mean, you take off your wedding ring. We're saying, like, social events, social gatherings, like, yeah. why are you taking off your wedding ring?
You're not outwardly cheating on that person, but you're attempting to present yourself as single. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm
and
trying to say.
And you're changing the perception of someone else to think that you're single.
Correct.
Because if they don't see a ring on your finger, I mean, some people still try, but a lot less people are going to try if they see a ring on your finger than if it was off.
Yeah, correct. So we have a couple things that people have considered micro cheating. Now we're gonna figure out if me and Kennedy consider that just cheating, not cheating, or micro cheating.
Okay.
In those three categories, because a lot of these things me and Kennedy are just like, it's just cheating. We don't even, because remember our tight ship.
Remember General Commander in Chief.
Remember General. Okay, so number one, liking a girl's post. I say that's not cheating.
I don't think that's cheating.
I think that
you can have girls that are your friends.
Of course. And it's just a post. Okay, what about liking her story, though?
That's... I don't think that's micro-cheating. I think that's cheating.
I think that's cheating. I also think that's cheating. A story of her. Like,
of her, like, by herself.
Yeah, by herself. Okay, yes, just posing herself. That's cheating. The baddie she is. That's cheating. Yeah, I agree. I don't... Like, what are your intentions to do that?
What was the reason to like...
Because you liked what you, yeah, like, and not only did you like what you saw, you decided to let her know.
And, literally, like, this is embarrassing for me, first of all.
Humiliating.
Or not even, actually, no, let me rephrase, not embarrassing for me.
Embarrassing
for you, and putting a stain on our relationship is what I mean to say. Yeah, that's like publicly making it known that you are interested?
Correct.
No.
Okay, number two. Being in her close friends or multiple or one of her spams.
Okay, being in your close friends, like, I'm assuming when you're saying that, it's like she puts out a post and it's like if you want to be in my close friends,
I think that would that enrage me? Am I too strict? But why would you
that
like
would
it?
Enrage me.
Okay, cool. Because I thought it was
that
just
not
me.
Enrage you?
I don't know. It's just like, okay, you're just in her close friends. Like, cool. But like, why did you ask to be in her close friends? I think that kind of would enrage me.
Yeah. That's what I'm assuming, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm like requesting, absolutely not requesting. I don't think it's cheating, but it's just like, why?
I don't,
like,
okay.
A lot of
I don't,
these things are just like, why?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
I don't
like,
care
I'm
about
getting mad.
The spam account, like, follow. I think, like, okay, cool. Like, I don't really care about followers. That's not really my thing. I think if you were in multiple of her spam accounts, all right. Or it's like, this is a specific girl for some reason, like, that would be like, okay, like, this is kind of a red flag. Why are you in her spam account? But it's like, if it's just a spam account, I don't really.
I feel like being, honestly, I'm not okay. I'm not okay with any of it. I'm sorry, but I'm not. Okay, first of all, being in your close friends, that's asking to see more content that's personal that she wouldn't post on her regular spam. And you want to see that.
Correct. I don't like that's that. Inappropriate. I don't like that.
But then also spam is the same thing. You're asking to see a more personal version that she wouldn't have on her spam, and you want to see that. You're asking for that. Like, go ahead.
Oh, she ate. Okay, guys. I think Mia just got tighter.
So no.
And Mia just got stricter.
So no.
Yeah.
Like, right. Why do you want to see it? Unless that's like your friend. No.
Okay. What about still having a dating app? They're not on it. They just still have it on their phone.
I feel like you could happen to forget.
Okay. So you'd give, like, benefit of the doubt. Like, you just...
Yes, in this situation, I think I would. But then but if I saw it, then I would be like, delete it. But if they said no, then no.
Oh.
What if they said no? What would you do?
Then this relationship is just over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to
go. Like, why do you want to keep this?
What do you mean, no? I don't know what those two letters mean, actually.
Words, that word
No means. One's ever formed those two letters in that order to me. You know what I mean? On? Sure. No? No. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Okay. Still following their ex. Kennedy's making a face, y'all.
Because, like, I don't think I'm good at this because no. Like, my answer to this is just no. Like, you know you're not gonna do that. So, like, is this micro-cheating? I don't know, but no.
Yeah, and I think it's, like, okay, there's like different. Why? Yeah, there's different that's calibers
no.
of exes.
My answer is no, and then it's why.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Like, why?
There's different calibers. If it's like a ooh, who cares type of ex, you know, is there a version of ooh, who cares type of ex?
No.
Okay, you're right.
And if you're and we're assuming this, you're in a relationship. So if you're still following your ex, you're still seeing them. Like, they're still posting.
Oh, I'm yeah, assuming. You're right. You're
they're
right.
still like on their story. Why do you want to follow that? Y'all ended your relationship for a reason. Keep it at that.
Okay. What? I don't even keep track of my numbers. This is number five. Sliding up on their stories. Now, I'm going to change it. Not like hard A's, not anything, but just sliding up.
Okay, give me an example.
Maybe starting small conversation. Let's say they posted their dog. Oh, cute. She made a face. Y'all.
I wish y'all could see my face. Because, like...
She made the funniest face ever. Like, yo, they're sliding up. They post their dog. Cute dog.
I just made, like, you know the face where, like, like the dog that makes the side eye face? Like, that's the face that I made.
Yes, like, I know exactly. Y'all, if you don't know what the dog she's talking about, like, you're trim. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, that's the face that I made. Okay. It's just like, what?
You're,
like,
so you're not having that.
As you explained it more, I just got in disbelief. Like, what? That's cheating.
Oh my god.
So imagine your boyfriend sees this girl's cute dog and then he says, aw, cute. What? Like, no, no, no. Oh, what do my you
gosh.
Think?
Gosh. I think that, like, I honestly feel like that's micro. Like, that's not even, honestly, that's not cheating to me. That's just, like...
It's not cheating, it's but it's just, like...
weird. It's,
all
like,
this
why?
Stuff is just unnecessary. Like, you're just being weird. This yeah. is just unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. It is. I think it's, like, if that would... I don't know. I don't really know how to explain. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. It's a gray area, and this is what we're talking about. The confusion and, like, the way that this just sucks. Like, you're starting a conversation with her for what? For what? Like, for what?
No.
I don't know.
I feel like... Well, at least with me, like, there's a boundary. Like, I'm not going out and in, like, of course I can have male friends, but I'm not going out to start conversations with random
yeah
guys.
Like, that's true.
Like, of course I have friends and I'm able to, like, nurture those relationships and I can even make friends. But to just be like, aw, cute, like, I don't know. I just feel like that's...
Okay, number six.
That would make me really mad.
Is deleting messages. I feel strongly about this. And it's actually okay, because of you, Kennedy.
Oh.
It's because of you. Yes,
wait,
guys.
That scares
yes,
me.
Guys.
What?
The reason. Okay, so honestly, like, I didn't really think that this was, like, I mean, it is kind of. It's sketchy. It was sketchy to me. I believe this is just this.
Wait, why did I.
Oh, because you told me. It was a situation with a man, guys. I know. Ah, everybody's screaming in unison. But it was a situation with a man. And I remember I was talking to Kennedy about it because Kennedy's my best friend. And mm-hmm. I was telling her. And she was like, anything that you intentionally keep from your partner is, like, What, I don't even know what you said, but like obviously there's something wrong there. You wouldn't intentionally keep something.
Wait, I'm trying to remember what from your partner was.
If I'll tell you after, okay. But you wouldn't intentionally keep something from your partner if it wasn't something wrong there. And even if it isn't something wrong there, like you intentionally kept this, or like you're not telling the full truth. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like deleting messages is cheating. Like because what is with your conversation with this person that I couldn't see?
Yes, I agree. I don't think, and I think, like, if you are having a conversation with someone and they are saying things that you know would make your partner uncomfortable, you need to make sure that your partner is aware of that, and then you need to stop talking to them. Like, I don't think that there's this, like, a situation in which deleting messages is going to fix the situation at all. Because then it's like rolling a ball down the hill. Like, if you're still talking to this person, it's gonna get worse. Like, you're hiding something that you know is wrong.
Yeah.
And if deleting it means that you absolve yourself of it, then it's just gonna continue to get worse. So I don't really like that.
I agree. So okay, what do you classify that as?
I don't know the content of the message. So if it's
It's just messages with a girlfriend. Not a girlfriend, but a friend that's a girl. But for some reason, he's deleting them.
I don't think it's micro-cheating. Unless, obviously, you're talking about cheating. I don't think it's micro-cheating. But I think it's damaging and you shouldn't
do it. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you should do it.
Okay, number 7, I believe. Sorry, guys. You know, I'll keep count next time, okay? Just give me some slack.
Did math the other episode.
Guys, why does Kennedy keep... Y'all hear this? Like, am
Gone
I trying
to? Number 7.
Okay, number 7. Not posting your partner.
I feel strongly about this.
Okay, talk to us.
I feel strongly about this because I think that... I have a rule when it comes to this. What?
No,
I have a rule. Funny. If you... Like, for example... If you're like, my boyfriend won't post me, but he posts everything else under the sun, I don't like that.
That flag is just so red.
That's really red.
So
it's
red.
Black.
Yeah. It's crimson.
Like, it's maroon at this point. But if he doesn't really post and he doesn't really have that big of a social media presence, then I think it's okay. I think the issue comes when you, like, are really active on social media, but you don't...
You share everything but that part of
your life. Right. And so, to me, my definition of micro-cheating is actions that make you look single with the intention of being unloyal. And I feel like if you don't show anything about... I mean, you don't have to post. I'm not saying you have to have a couple's content page. But if you don't show anything that says anything differently, people are going to assume that you're single. And so then I feel like, to me, the action of not... posting or not making it known that you're in a relationship then says to me that you want that kind of attention. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what I think is like micro cheating to me, because again, if someone that was single was trying to pursue you but knew that you had a boyfriend, they would likely not pursue you.
I agree. And I think that you, like, you saying that, like, posting anything that just is representation of your relationship, and I think that's, you know, people that are, like, private, not secret type of thing. I even support that, of just posting things that allude to a relationship.
Literally, like,
but you don't even
have to
post,
like,
the face.
No.
You don't even have to, like, we can keep
it
private.
It doesn't have to be couples TikToks. Like, it doesn't have to be anything crazy at all.
Yeah.
But it's just showing and representing, I feel like, also as a sign of respect to your partner that you are not, you don't want that kind of attention and you don't want someone to get the wrong idea.
Correct.
Because at that point, it's not private, not secret, it's secret.
Yeah, true.
Like,
true.
You're not literally private about anything because people don't even know that you're in a relationship.
Yeah, and I think because of the day and age that we are, like, it is a harsh reality of, like, you kind of do have to post your partner.
Yeah.
Like, it's just part of it because everyone posts things. And I think that some people, like, have that mindset of, like, I don't, like, that's so Instagram and that's so this, and I just want to be off the grid. And I feel like every single people that say that, like, you're just a, like, you talk to so many girls and that's why your comments are off, because you're scared that one of them is going to comment on it. Like,
You just ate somebody up.
That's why
I don't even know who you ate up, but you just ate someone up.
That's just how I feel. That's what I feel. You're right. I was thinking of specific people when I said that out of my mouth.
You did. And then I want to hear after this. Anyways.
Okay, but our last one.
That's my biggest example of micro cheating because it's not... It's either an action or an inaction that makes you look like you're single. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the inaction of posting your partner or just making it seem like you're... I mean, in the action of making it seem like you're single is micro-cheating.
Okay. Our last one. Number eight, guys, mm-hmm. I think, is giving out your number or, like, your Instagram.
That's cheating.
You think that's cheating?
How is that not cheating?
No, I'm just asking. I'm just picking the brain.
I think that's cheating.
I think that...
Because what... Like, if... Sorry.
You know what? I mean, I agree. I think that is cheating.
Because, like, if they give out... Like, if they ask for your number, obviously they want to talk to you. So you giving their number means that you want to talk to them. And that's cheating. Like... No? Like...
No, you're so right. I think that what I was thinking of is the excuse that I've heard before about Instagram of being like, well, I just want more followers.
Oh. So... I don't know what you do around here, but not around here, partner. Not around here.
And you know what? Like, I think that it is cheating.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
If a girl comes up to you and asks for your Instagram, they're asking for your Instagram for a reason.
That's like saying no one's yes like, to go oh, on I want to be
your
date. Friend.
Can I have your Instagram?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, I feel like that's saying yes to going on a date, but just not going.
Yeah.
That's what that feels
like. It's like, it's inviting that kind of attention.
Inviting.
Like, you're inviting that. You want that. And I feel like that is what people say when they say micro-cheating. I feel like a lot of things are cheating. And so I don't really believe in this term. But a lot of it is the invitation that you're giving to people. Maybe not even that you're going to step outside of your relationship, but that you want that kind of attention.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed our little game. That was my last one.
Yeah.
To hear me and Kennedy's opinions. As you know.
So what do you think overall? I feel like all of these.
Yeah, overall, if we had to give a general consensus of all of them, cheating.
All of them are cheating.
What's micro? Nothing's micro about this. Nothing's micro funny. Like,
about this.
Nothing's tiny. No.
But I also think, like, some people are more. You just
chill.
Very tight shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We are biggest sister general.
The biggest.
Literally.
Sister General. So thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. I hope that you had fun. This episode was fun for me because I feel like this is something that I talk about a lot and I didn't really understand what micro cheating was, but I guess thank you. I don't know.
Honestly, we still don't know what it is. We still don't know what it is because we still think it's cheating. Like, yeah. I don't think it's micro.
Yeah.
I think it's cheating. Yeah. But, yeah, we did kind of dive into that. We dived into just the complexities of our generation and the things that we endure.
So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please rate us 5 stars. And so I'm saying please rate us 5 stars. I'm not saying anything else. So I'm saying please rate us 5 stars.
So if you did something else.
So then... if you want to do something else, that's not what I'm asking you to do. In fact, I'm asking you to refrain if you aren't going to rate us 5 stars. So please rate us 5 stars. Okay?
Thanks.
There's no like read between the lines about that. Please rate us 5 stars.
And you know what? Thanks in advance.
Yes. Thank you in advance for rating us 5 stars.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to rate us 5 stars, that's fine. That's literally completely fine. Okay?
But not just completely. Don't do it. You know when you have nothing nice to say. Just
don't do it. Like our kindergarten teachers told us.
Just say nothing at all.
Just say nothing at all. Correct. There's nothing.
Unless you're going to talk about Kennedy stuttering this episode, then you that is so welcomed.
And unless you're inviting about that. Mental math.
Oop.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Leave us a review. let us know what you want to see. Please follow our Instagram at The Silver Lining with M and K. Oh, I have one more thing. If you were looking for my college packing list and you did not see it in the episode description, I have updated it. I forgot to put it in there. And so you can go ahead and make a copy of all the things. And I hope that it helps you if you've been looking for that. I apologize. It's there now. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start over.
Our TikTok.
Please follow our Instagram at The Silver Lining with M&K. Please follow our TikTok at The Silver Lining with M&K. Mia is kind of the brain of our TikTok. And so she's going to be creating some really fun things. We also have a YouTube at The Silver Lining with M&K. We're on over 25 listening platforms. So there's really no reason not to listen.
Yeah, I don't. What's your excuse?
I don't think you have one.
Right.
So in our Instagram, we also have a link tree, and that will take you to anywhere else that you might want to get more of our content or might want to see.
Yes, and thank you guys for listening to this episode and all your support. We really appreciate your kind
words. Thank you for our warm welcome coming back. It was really fun to get back into podcasting, and so I'm so excited, you know, to be more consistent as time goes on and just give out more content to you guys.
We'll see you guys next time.
Next time.
That was my YouTube.
In the next video.
Bye.
Bye.